This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. This time, the amps will not go to 11, a miniature Stonehenge will not drop from the ceiling, and no drummers will spontaneously combust. But Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer are on the road again. Not as the spandex stars of Spinal Tap, perhaps the best-known fake heavy metal band in history, but as, well, as themselves. The three longtime friends ditched the wigs, the costumes, the accents, and the electric guitars to perform songs from Spinal Tap, of course, but also from A Mighty Wind, where they starred as the Folksmen, and from Waiting for Guffman. If you'd like to talk with Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer about their long careers, their many collaborations, their music, or their friendship, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website at npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. Later in the program, New York Times editor Dana Jennings is waging a battle against cancer. Among the weapons in his arsenal, his buzz cut. But first, this is not Spinal Tap. Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer join us from the studios of NPR West in Culver City, California. And it's nice to have you today on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you.
And was I going out on a limb there to say you guys are friends?
No, you did so well that we really have nothing to talk about now.
Well, good.
Well, we decided it was a good idea. We're going to work on that friendship.
Yeah.
And this is a 30-city tour that you're going to go on. Is this going to be, you know, everybody on a bus and lots of debauchery, or is it three guys, three separate private jets?
Three different debaucheries for sure, because we have different tastes, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We're going to do a little bus travel. Mainly, we're airborne.
But at our stage of the business, it's more botchery than debauchery.
We're rebotchery.
Rebotching.
Rebotching, yes. And you decided not to go into character, at least not on stage. To some degree, Nigel and those guys, they must be old friends by now. It must be a little sad not to have them on stage with you.
Well, I would, no.
It's sadder when they're on stage.
No, it's much, much more sad.
Yeah.
This is Christopher Guest speaking. We did a few shows as ourselves, and it was a delight to not put on the wigs and the funny clothing and play the songs that we had written, and we thought we would do it again.
But so they still show up within the songs.
They do.
There are certain things you just can't do, you know, in that street clothes voice, for example.
Do you find that the songs are different? I mean, that they're, you know, hey, this is actually pretty good?
Well, we always wrote them with the idea that at least musically they'd be pretty good. Lyrically, they might be questionable.
And they're still questionable.
They're still questionable.
Maybe more so now.
Up to the minute.
Yeah.
But as we're rehearsing these songs for the show, we're finding that certain of them, we're clearly reimagining them as, for the first time, we're playing them as opposed to the choices that our characters would make in playing them. So they will be a little bit different.
For example, we had gotten to the point where we had 19 bass players on stage at Wembley Stadium a year and a half ago. For Big Bottom. And so now we've gone kind of minimalist.
Yeah.
It's like the minimalist clown act, you know that, where the little car drives up and one clown gets out.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of similar to that.
Okay. Well, why don't we let the listeners judge for themselves? I understand you have a tune for us that debuted originally in Spinal Tap.
Yes.
Yes, it did, as a matter of fact.
That's true.
In fact, this purports to be the disc debut of a group called the Thamesmen, which later morphed into the Tap we know and loathe.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say loathe?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. How's it go again?
It's called. It goes like this. It's called Give Me Some Money.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Stop wasting my time. You know what I want. You know what I need. Or maybe you don't. Do I have to come right flat out and tell you everything? Give me some money. Give me some money. I said, yeah. I'm nobody's fool. I'm nobody's clown. I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down. But baby, I don't intend to leave empty-handed. Give me some money. Give me some money. I said, yeah.
Go, Christopher Guest, go.
Wow, 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 wow.
me wrong. Give me some money. Try getting me right.
Give me some money.
Your face is okay, but your purse is too tight.
Give me some money.
I'm looking for a pound, notes, loose change, bad checks, anything. Give me some money. 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 Give me some money.
Harry Shearer, Michael McKeon, and Christopher Guest as, I guess originally as the Thamesmen, later as Spinal Tap, and now, as themselves at NPR West. 800-989-8255, email talk at npr.org. Christopher Guest, that was you on the Wawa break there?
Yes, we're going all analog on this tour. And
Bialog in this case, because you're making all the sounds by yourself.
Yeah, I've developed a vocal Wawa pedal. Saves on electricity.
And I did detect a
difficult
little...
Difficult at dinner time, though.
Yes, must be. I did detect a little bit of a British invasion beat in that tune. So it
kind of Merseyside.
Yep.
Well, Thameside, I guess.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get some callers in on the conversation. And why don't we start with, this is Belinda. Belinda with us from Boston.
Belinda.
Hello.
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 I've got one big question.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Are you going to do anything from the Lenny and the Squigtones album?
Wow.
That's
the
first album I bought for myself. Oh. It changed my entire life.
I'm sad to hear that, but do you still have it?
I sure do.
Wow. Hang on to that. That's going to be worth like $11 someday. With the poster.
I love that
that's
record.
Right.
Or for that matter, anything from Lemmings.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
A real fan. And they let you make these calls from that institution, believe
I do work for the state, thank you.
We briefly talked about doing Creature Without a Head, which was the love theme from the motion picture of the same name.
You're getting me all excited now.
Okay.
Well, what city do you live in?
I'm in Boston.
Oh, well, maybe for the Boston appearance, maybe we'll throw it in.
I do have tickets.
Okay.
And I do a radio show here on a college station, and I play you a lot.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Belinda.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Belinda. Fill us in a little bit. The Lemmings was a satirical group.
No, Lemmings was a show that the National Lampoon did in, I think it was 73 or 4. Mm-hmm. And at that time, John Belushi, Chevy Chase, and I were part of a group that did
and
Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer.
And we did a radio show, and then we did this live show for a year in New York City, and there was an album that came out of it. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if we can now go to Kevin, and Kevin's with us from Fort Wayne in Indiana.
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you? Good.
I'm phenomenal, and I have to say, when I hopped in the car and heard you were going to be on, I was really, really pleased to hear that.
Oh, thank you. It's almost like gas selling for a dollar again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually, I was happier to hear it, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, cool.
But you know what, guys, I had one question. Neil, at the top of the show, you mentioned something about Spinal Tap being a fake band, and guys, my question for you was this. When you are acting as Spinal Tap, do you see yourselves as a fake band, or tell me a little bit about that?
We try not to look at ourselves at all when we're
no mirror. No mirror rule.
I think a little history maybe in order that Michael and I started writing songs together in college in 1967,
the three of us have been
playing music together for 30 years. So it's a real group in the sense that we've gone out on several tours and played, but it's an imaginary group, obviously, in the film. So there's a distinction.
Right.
And the characters we play are not real, but when we're standing on stage playing music, we're them, and we're kind of playing as they would with their taste.
Okay. Well,
When you go back into character, do you have to have meetings to figure out what has happened to David and Nigel and Derek in the meantime?
Well, we usually have some little moment where we ask each other that question. Usually there's a journalist standing there with a pencil and paper. But we have filled ourselves in a little bit. Not much has changed.
The last time we had to do that, we did a little short film for Live Earth, and each of us sort of manufactured the most recent developments in our lives. So we're fairly up to date.
Because that's a lot of the process, or at least some of the process, Christopher Guest, for the movies. A lot of these people work on their backstories so that they know each other.
No, they don't work on the backstories. Eugene Levy and I create all the backstories for the actors, and then we make the movie.
Oh, get them to inhabit them.
Exactly.
I've been making up stuff. I've been totally working
on
backstories.
Yeah, you're the exception, Michael. Don't tell Harry.
All right.
Yeah, really don't tell me.
Kevin, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you very
Good
much,
question.
Gentlemen.
Good question. Enjoy your ride.
Here's an email from Mark in Frankfort, Kentucky. I'm a big fan of all three of your guests besides the material they've collaborated on. What are each guest's favorite material of the other two guests? This should be short.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, I like a lot of the funny stuff that Chris wrote with other people and alone in the Lampoon years. And just aside from that, a short film that he did, but the agents around the table, one of my favorite pieces of comedy writing. I don't know what that's called.
I don't either.
Okay. So good luck finding that. And
that's called Business as Usual.
Harry is one of my favorite satirical songwriters. I couldn't think of just one thing from Harry. Want to hear my favorite Tom Lehrer song? I can do that. Easier to pick out my favorite
Tom
Lehrer song.
Well, he stopped writing 35 years ago. That
that's why.
And, made it easy to memorize them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like all of Michael's songs. Yeah. He's written dozens of songs. There's people singing. And Harry's radio show is one of the great radio shows ever.
The show.
Ever.
Yeah.
The show.
Yeah. And I'm a huge admirer of the one Christopher Guest film I've had nothing to do with, which is Best in Show, the dog movie. And I have to second that. Michael is one of the great songwriters of our time. You should hear more of his stuff.
Okay. We will, after a short break. We're talking with Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer this hour, erstwhile members of Spinal Tap. More after the break. 800-989-8255 if you'd like to join the conversation. Stay with us. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. 25 years ago, they were the trio behind Spinal Tap. Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer are with us this hour as themselves. They're about to take their show on the road again, this time unwigged and unplugged. They're taking your calls. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org, and you can join the conversation at our website. That's at npr.org. Just click on Talk of the Nation. And why don't we get some more callers on the line? This is Sheila. Sheila with us from Pleasant Plains, Ohio.
Hello. I'm a great Harry Shearer fan. I love the show.
Thank you, Sheila.
I'm listening to all three of you on this program, and I'm wondering if all three of them, if there really are all three of you, or are you all three of them?
Hmm. In other words, Harry, you're doing all these voices.
No. No, I couldn't possibly. No, they're all here.
Release the hounds.
Can you all three make a tone together, and so I know there are actually all three of them?
There you
so
go.
Much.
Thanks, Sheila.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Thanks
you
very
thank
much, Sheila.
So thank you.
Email from Joe in Minneapolis. Have you guys ever thought of making a mockumentary about a fake public radio station? It'd be long and dull.
Mm. Wow. There was a great idea floating around about the Mel Lyman people taking over KPFK.
Oh, yeah, back in the 70s. The problem with that idea, Neil, is the fundraising for the movie would have to go on forever.
20 minutes out of every hour we'd have to
of the movie.
Of the movie, we'd have to be
We're trying to complete this movie, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please
you can't leave the theater
until such time. Collins is on the line from Milford in Delaware.
You pay for your other movies, now pay for this one. Sorry, go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm a big fan. And
thank you.
This is my problem I like to take my kids to select concerts, different things that they would like. Mm-hmm. Most concerts I'd want to take them to, I can't afford to. Tickets prices are $75, $100, $125 a ticket.
Oh, we're nowhere near that.
Oh, we're $300 a show.
No.
So
no.
You're out of the...
No, we're...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, are you going to be playing some venues where the ticket prices are going to be reasonable, where working people can afford to go?
That's the idea. I mean, working people have to afford to play there too, so they have to be a certain size to the actual capacity.
We don't know exactly what they're charging, but we're playing in theaters that are like 2,000, 3,000 seaters. We're not playing big rock and roll venues.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons, Neil, that we are doing this show this way this year is because both for us and for the public, it's a more affordable venture than to do a big. Rock and roll extravaganza that nobody could afford at this point in time.
Just shipping all that equipment is
and shipping
logistical
us.
Nightmare. Yeah, well, that's another issue. You've got to put holes in the boxes.
Yeah, exactly.
Collins, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And let's see if we can go.
I thought he was going to ask if the show was clean enough to bring his kids.
Well, I've been asked that question.
We're not going there.
Clean. Yeah.
Matt's on the phone from Livermore, California.
Hey guys, huge fan here.
Thank you.
I have to say, Spinal Tap and Best in Show are probably two of my favorite films of all time. And
thank you.
Question I have about the mockumentary genre, how much of that is improv and how much of that are you following a script and line to line?
Eugene Levy and I create an out.
This is
Christopher Guest speaking. Eugene Levy and I do an outline that's typically about 25 pages long where we've done a description of the characters and a very intricate description of what happens in the story. And then during the scenes, there are no lines written down. So the entire film, all the films that I've done have been improvised films.
And Spinal Tap as well.
Yeah.
If you looked at one of these scripts, it would look like a normal movie script that the CIA had come in and redacted all the dialogue.
Remove the dialogue, right.
Matt, thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye-bye. Now it's the turn of Tom. Tom in Sunnyvale, California.
Huge, huge fan, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the music, I actually enjoy the music. I'm waiting for that Mocha Ice rap album.
Oh, yeah. You know, the rap scene has been pretty well parodized kind of in similar fashion. Fear of a Black Hat and CB4, both very funny movies that are about that scene.
And also, Vanilla Ice has now apologized for Ice Ice Baby.
Which itself is pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't the film Gladiator really about that?
No. Yes, and it was improvised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't it fair to say also that you guys do music, you're making fun of the music you grew up with to some degree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't know if it's making fun of it. It's looking at it in a different way.
I don't know if we grew up.
I don't. Yeah.
there's that extension too.
Yeah. Making the air quotes. Yeah.
We were talking about in Mighty Wind. You perform as a folk trio, the Folksmen. I think it was Martin Mull who said at one point, "Boy, back in the '60s, there was a real danger that stuff almost caught on."
He referred to it as the big folk music scare.
Yes, yeah. The big folk music scare. Would you perform something from that for us?
Sure.
I think we sort of have
we
to.
We might.
Yeah.
I think
it might sound something.
It's contractual.
Like this. It's called Never Did No Wandering.
One, two, three, and. We should start that again.
I think
I'll tell
tiny
you why.
Bit, tiny bit.
I'm faster. Not getting entirely all the mandolin and the.
I think you just moved further away from it, Chris.
I did. That's what I mean. One, two, three, and.
Mama was the cold north wind. My daddy was the son of a railroad man from west of hell, where the trains don't even run. Never heard the whistle of a southbound freight or the singing of its driving wheels. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. They say the highway's just one big road, and it goes from here to there. And they say you carry a heavy load when you're rolling down the line somewhere. Never seen the dance of the telephone poles as they go whizzing by. No, I never did no wandering.
Never did no wondering, never did no wondering after all. Never did no wondering, high. Never did no wandering low. A sailor's life is a life for him, but it never was for me. And I've never soared where the hawk might soar, or see what the hawk might see.
Hawk might see what the hawk might see.
Never hiked to heaven on a mountain trail. Never rode on a river's rail.
No,
never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering. No. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Never did no wandering after all.
The Folksman, Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer, and the glory of radio is we can imagine them all in identical candy stripe button-down shirts.
You don't have to imagine. That's what we're looking at.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And you left your blazers out there in the hallway?
In the hot sun.
In the hot sun. Let's get another caller on the line. This is Tony. Tony with us from Cleveland.
Hi, I was just wondering if Nigel had ever finished his Mach-inspired classical song, piano.
Yes. The you're referring to the one in D minor?
Yes.
Yeah. The saddest of all the keys.
The saddest of all keys.
Yeah. Yes.
No, that's a long haul for Nigel. Nigel's been working on it for 30 years, and he's really not any further along than you see in
the Schubert didn't finish his symphony, too.
That's right. True.
Yeah, but Paul McCartney did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Well, he's no Schubert.
Thanks very much, Tony.
Nobody's Schubert now.
Nobody's Schubert.
Well, let's see if we can go
he's
to...
He's neither ice cream nor Schubert.
Brian's with us from Vacaville in California.
Brian.
Hi, gentlemen. Hey, this is Brian calling from Vacaville. I played drums for Dan Hicks in the Hot Licks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I was just talking about Dan Hicks.
He was just in town. You were just playing here with Van Dyke and the whole gang, right?
Well, actually, no. He doesn't take a drummer on the road with him.
Oh, I know the feeling.
I play mostly local gigs. And with his Bayside group, and also I'm on the new album called Tangled Tales, which came out last week.
I just bought it. It's wonderful.
Oh, glad you liked it. We spent a lot of time on it. We recorded down at the record plant in Sausalito, and it was fantastic.
And we can tell you're a professional musician because you got the plug in nicely. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, hey, I've got tickets for your show in
Great.
Oakland on the 22nd. And just real quickly, do you want me to bring my drums?
If you value your life, I wouldn't.
Real quickly, no.
No, we're not set up for we're traveling at like Dan with no drummer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just thought I'd give it a shot.
But thank
and
you.
Once again,
thank
really you appreciate much. Your movies and your music is top notch.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks very much for the call, Brian.
My car broke down in Vacaville one time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a song.
Yeah. Still there.
Another caller from Cleveland. This is John.
Vacaville means cowtown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hello.
There.
Hello, Cleveland.
Hey, you know what? I got to tell you, I've played in Spinal Tap. Not your band, per se, but we've had the exploding bass player, and I just wanted to say thanks because the movie sums up every band that I have ever played in. And I don't know what else to say than that. When you played in Cleveland, I had to say I was impressed, and everybody I took with me was impressed. You guys are better live than you are on the album.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks
thank
very
you
very much.
And it was a great show. Are you guys coming to Cleveland this time?
We are.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Are you kidding?
I'm getting tickets.
Cool.
Okay, man.
Yeah,
well, have a good time when you're here.
We always do. Thank you. It brings up a point, which is we were on tour a few years ago as Spinal Tap, and people would come up and ask us, do you guys really play? And we'd laugh at that for a moment, and then we'd think, well, most of the big acts that are out there now are using digital stuff and digital backups and digital vocals and stuff. It's like only the joke band is like actually playing.
We actually do play. It's also the fact that you're working on a new album. Of course, all the songs in Spinal Tap, the album that he referred to, they were performed, well, a la live, so they were from the soundtrack album.
Right. And so we've done something about that. We've actually gone and re-recorded all the songs from the original movie, kind of to make them sound like the way they would have sounded if they had been released.
The Lost Studio Record.
The Lost Studio Record is exactly what it is.
With some new songs as
well. Pay no attention to the calendar. It happened a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But it does sound a lot better, and
we've added about 7 or 8 new songs as well.
Yep. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Harry Shearer, Michael McKeon, and Christopher Guest, a.k.a. The Folksman and Spinal Tap. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go to Elijah. Elijah with us from Warsaw, Indiana.
Hi. Hi. I'm a really big fan of all your stuff, and it's really cool to hear you on NPR here.
Thank you very much.
I was wondering, are there any mockumentaries in the mix coming up here in the next couple of years? Anything you have planned?
There may be. Nothing I'm involved in.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not working on another film. I've set aside the year, really, to do some music, and we're doing that. So I have nothing coming out tomorrow.
Chris also did a beautiful record that just came out of not funny music with his pals David Nickturn and C.J. Vanston, which is...
It's called The Baiman Brothers, and that's more of a... it's an instrumental album, and it's... I was going to say it's real music. It's actual music, yeah.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Here's an email from Michael in Richmond, California. As a member of the working rock and roll community, albeit as a crew member, I must tell you that This Is Spinal Tap is required viewing on every tour bus in the country. The only time your movie was not funny was in the middle of a Great White tour where we got snowed in on the bus between Salt Lake and Denver. Everything that happened in the movie happened to us on that tour. We could no longer laugh. This was in 1990. I laugh again now. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. Great White snowed in. It sounds like a joke.
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
Really does. Wow. We thank him for that. We were the only bus, I think, that was touring in 2000 that had no copy of This Is Spinal Tap on board.
Right.
So we seen it.
Yeah.
We've been there.
Jeff with us. Another caller from Cleveland.
All right.
I own Spinal Tap, and it was packaged inconceivably with Sid and Nancy, a far less entertaining film.
Wow. What do you mean packaged with?
You mean it was bundled with them?
Bundled, yeah.
Bundled, yes. And my friends come over and see my DVD collection and say to me, why in the world do you own Sid and Nancy? And I'm just wondering how you three gentlemen suggest I justify Sid and Nancy in my DVD collection.
My answer is that it's not that bad a movie and that Gary Oldham is very good and Chloe Webb is very, very good. So,
pales in comparison to Spinal Tap.
Well, it's not as funny. You're right.
It was a shipping error. It was originally supposed to be a Spinal Tap with Ben Hur was the original packaging.
No. Well, it would have been both comedies then. I guess
that's right.
There you go.
Sid would have been Ben, and Nancy would have been Hur.
Right.
Jeff, thanks
Loved
very
Sid,
much.
Hated her.
Thanks.
And let's see. We get one last caller in. This is Steve from Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm. Myrtle Beach.
Fellas, I think our family is the biggest fans that you have. I think we have more copies of your movies than anyone else.
Cool. All right.
Thank you.
We're really wondering whether you consider the tour a outro or a retro tour. And will the disc of this tour, do you think it'll be able to have a hole in it? Because some albums are really hard to get centered.
We know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. Well, it's actually Futro because we haven't started yet. It'll become Nautro when
we're doing it
in Vancouver, and right now it's still just a couple of weeks into the future.
Mm-hmm.
And the first stop is Vancouver, BC.
That's true.
Yeah, we're warming up on the Canadians,
and then we're trickling down because that works so well in the economy. We're trickling down to Portland, Seattle, and then back home.
Oakland,
man,
and LA,
and LA, and Anaheim, and Bob's your uncle, and then points east.
And how are you arranging the show? Is it all, if you've arranged it yet, are you doing a Spinal Tap half and a Folksman's half?
No,
it's intermingled,
idea.
I think. And it's still in the process of working out how that flows. We have a bunch of songs to do, and we're looking at what flows from one thing into the other best, I guess.
And we're also, it's not just music. We'll be showing some seldom, if not ever, seen videos and telling some amusing stories about life making these movies and people we've run into in the course of making these movies. So it's an entire evening.
An entire evening.
It's a farrago.
It's really an evening for our fans and people who are smart enough to have, you know, kind of showed up at the right place.
Three consecutive monologues. Anyway, Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer, thank you all so much for your time today. Good luck on tour.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Christopher Guest, Michael McKeon, and Harry Shearer joined us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Coming up next, taking on cancer with the help of a buzz cut. Dana Jennings joins us to talk about his battle with the disease and, well, one of the techniques he uses to battle it. Stay with us. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.